Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah, welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday, Hump Day Music. We gonna start it out with a splash. Just Will, can't wait.
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you want it. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind. As I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I know to hit it right. So what would you do if I were a star from your ankle? Creep up to the thigh, to the point that you wanna let go. Just like Raheem, I'm gonna wanna serve you up tonight. Tonight, yeah. Yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do.
Places just to see what your face looks making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with a Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy little biscuit, the basics.
I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do.
Yeah, Monsters Radio on a wet, wet Wednesday. My bag. I'm over here feeling it. I'm really feeling it. So, you know how we do it over here. This DJ E-Monster. I got the Monsters with me, Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B. So let's check in with them right quick. So what's good, Jazzy?
What's happening? What's happening, y'all? This your girl, Jazzy B. Live. We live on Wet Wet Wednesday.
Right. So, all right, why don't you go ahead and give the people a monstrous radio weather report and tell the people where you're at and what's the weather like.
Hello.
Man, I'm down here in ATL. You know, it's Wet Wet Wednesday, and it is wet, wet, wet in ATL, too.
Oh, so the moon is being set. Okay, that's what's up. So let's check in with Miss Unbelievable, see what she got going on. Hello, Mama. What's good?
What a do up in this piece. What a do.
How you feeling tonight?
Well, you Miss Unbelievable. Hey, Jazzy B. I'm feeling exhausted. Yes, Hunter, yes. But it's all good.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and give us your monstrous radio weather report? What's it like and where are you at? Hello.
In beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a lovely, lovely 73 degrees. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why? Okay. Yeah, it is pretty nice outside. You know, I do mine. I just stick my head out the window and just tell y'all how I feel on my face and what I see. And, yeah, it's real nice here in the Twin Cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul, I know y'all ready to get it in. So, I got some hot new music for you guys coming up here later. I got some remixes for y'all. I don't think y'all ready. It's a throwback remix. I don't know. Some of them, they may not know. They might my daddies know. But I got a remix of some D'Angelo coming up here in a little bit. So, one of the things that we're going to talk about here coming up in a little bit, you dig? I don't know. Maybe we'll jump into it right away. I don't know. I try to give people time to call in. But my question is, you know, from a man's point of view, I want to know, well, I guess it's a male or female question, but I want to know, do you like to be taken or do you like to take? I know somebody like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about, do you like to be the aggressor or do you like your mate to be the aggressor? You dig? That's my monstrous radio wet question for tonight. And I want to know why. Yeah, I'm nosy tonight. I want to know why. I'm taking notes. I want to know why.
I want to know, too.
So, is there some other things y'all think of that we could talk about tonight on the Wet Wet Wednesday, the couples night, R&B music?
You know, I've been having this conversation with my girls because all I keep hearing them say is, I'm in love, right? Stay in love after 4 days, 3 days, a month. What does I'm in love mean to y'all?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a real good one. That's a real good one. Okay. Anything else we can let the people marinate on?
I think those two are good enough for them to marinate on right now. They're going to have a hard time with them. They still.
Right. So, all right, y'all. Remember, hit us up, 424-243-9249. Once we get to going in the conversation and you want to join the topic and let us know what you want to say, or, you know, if you're feeling scared, you don't feel fictitious, you can call in whatever name you want to. You come up with some old type name, you know. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. You ain't got to say your real name. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. So, all right, y'all know what Wednesday is. Not all slow, but it's definitely something sexy. So, all right, this next song is called Deliver. I think you get the idea. It's not slow, but it's definitely sexy. Couples music, Dance butt naked if you want to. I'm just saying. That you're doing it, too.
You know I keep it ready on the regular. So I don't have to get ready, ain't no setting up. When I give it, I make sure I get more than enough. Yeah, he know this. He know this. Only for replacement, no warranty. And I'll never need another, that's a guarantee. I can overnight this body if that's what you need. Yeah.
And Rico Barino, it's called Let's Dance. We're going to open up the lines right after this. Don't forget, it's 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1 to talk. Couples music. R&B.
Pulled up in that foreign Italian red Ferrari. Diamonds dancing on me as I'm stepping up in the party. See every girl choosing why they men just be hating on me. I'm sorry. The VIP is lit, ooh, on a 100. We smoking on that good, ooh, damn it's cloudy. Who hell when I see you? I swear I want it. Girl, I swear I had to slide till you grab your hand and let's dance. I swear I love the way you move, off in that East St. Laurent. To tell the truth, ain't no other girl as bad as you. Ooh, I love the way you're moving and I'm giving you. The VIP is lit, ooh, on a 100. We smoking on that good, ooh, damn it's cloudy. Now that I see you, I'm all up on it. We both
Wet, Wet Wednesday, Monstrous Radio. Can y'all see us dancing right now? You doing your dance, unbelievable. What about you, Jazzy? Okay, maybe I'm the only one. It is what it is. So, all right, we back on the line with y'all. So,
I had myself on mute. I had myself on mute. You know, Jazzy always stepping.
Right. Hey, that definitely was a stepper's track, for sure, for sure. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into the topic for tonight. So, so do you like to be the aggressor, or do you like for your mate to be the aggressor? I mean, do you like to take it, or do you like to be taken? That's what we're talking about tonight, Wet, Wet Wednesdays, and we want to know why. So let me see if I can find anybody who's commented on any of the posts. You know, sometimes people, they be a little scared. So, but let me see about that. But I guess I'll jump off. Somebody's like, where do we tune in? Let me see. Let me put this on here. So, I'll jump it off. Me personally, I'm not even going to say it's what type of mood I am. If I had my way, my own personal way, I'm going to keep it 100. I like it when the woman's the aggressor. It is what it is, you dig? But I like it when the woman's aggressive. I like it when she lets me know she's feeling me, she wants my body, and she's going to take it right now. That's what I like. It is what it is. I like when she's the aggressor and she comes at it, at least just to start it up. You know, I may finish it, but I'm just saying, at least start it up. I like that. You know what I mean? I don't like it where it's like, I feel like, oh, okay, you just doing it because I'm in the mood. No, I want to know your ass in the mood. Come over here and, you know what I mean, push me back or something. I don't know. That's me. That's what I like. I just like to know that you in the mood. You want some of me. So I like it when the woman's the aggressor. So, you know, that's my point of view, which I don't know which one of y'all want to go first, but, you know, that's my little thing. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
I go first.
Okay.
Jazzy be like both.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be aggressive. Explain. Sometimes I like for him to take control most of the time. It just turns out better.
When he takes control?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Miss Unbelievable. It all depends on the mood. Okay. So if I'm feeling really, really freaky, then I'm taking over. Yes, I'm going to let you know I'm feeling you. I'm touching on you. I'm practicing the mouth game on you. I'm doing it all. Okay. I may ride it, take it, you know, whatever. But now, if I'm just, you know, like there and I motion to you like I'm ready, I give you that look, then I want you to take that look and take over.
Yeah.
And then I want you to do whatever you want to do, how you want to do it, where you want to do it, and how long you want to do it.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I said,
okay. So is that kind of like that little thing? Y'all be trying to play it off in the middle of the night, and y'all keep scooting back, trying to pop that booty on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. I mean, what you trying to say? You acted mad earlier today, but now you're scooting back. Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
It means that. It means, you know, I might want you to hit it there, like, you know, play with it, touch it, you know, that's what it means, yes. Or just sometimes it may mean I just want you to hold me a little bit closer. So if that hand goes back to touch you, oh, yeah, it's on. If the hand goes back to grab it like that and get ready to work that, then yes, that's what that means. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Hold on, give me a second. I got to write this down. Hold on, give me a second. I got to write this down.
He's taking notes.
Taking notes, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to get this right. I swear I'm going to get it right. One day, I'm going to get this right. I'm the only person going to show up on the first date with a notebook. Come about.
I'm ready.
This radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. 9/11. It says here, I have to whisper sweet things in your ear, but take a breath mint first. Okay. So we do got another topic to talk about. We got some people over here, but they're not pressing one. But that's cool, though. Just tune in as long as you're listening. That's cool. We can dig that. But we're going to go ahead and take another breather right quick. Like I said, I got two remixes over here. I'm going to let y'all ladies be the aggressor on this one. I got a Brown Sugar alternate version. It was only released on 12-inch single. That's right, we got it. Or should I play it? Cruising, but it's a Dallin Austin remix.
Oh, I'm give me some of that brown sugar, baby. Yes. That is set it all real nice and tight and right. What? Set it off.
Messy.
Set it off. It's
Pick
time
it up.
To set it off.
Live radio.
Let me tell you about this girl. Maybe I should. I met her in Philly. And her name was Brown Sugar. See, we be making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade. Blood burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown Sugar, babe. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to be.
Brown Sugar.
When you're close to me, you love me right down to my knees. And whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate. Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave. Sugar got me open, now I want some more. Always down for a menage a trois, but I think I'm here to solo. Oh, my niggas don't mind. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I'll think y'all hit. Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off in love, don't know how to behave.
I want something.
Show me your
See, this one of them old long, make some twin babies on the type mix. Old super long, make macaroni noise type in the mix. I'm just saying, so I, before I bring it back, you know, I got to play some of this Monstrous Radio theme song. So let me see if I can find this gutter music right quick. Check it out, Monstrous Radio. This is our theme song, Monstrous Radio Live. Uh-huh. We open the lines right after this.
You always come through with no fucking panties on. I'm convinced you really tryna cuff me though. We out of space, no UFO, just high off life, no need for smoke. She never meet me at the door. Always laid up with no clothes. Expensive lingerie, the best champagne. When two equals collide, we do the damn thing.
Wait, I just want some of that neck. I got you soaking wet. After that, I want some I want some of that wet.
And I don't know who's the aggressor on that one. He said, that's how I get that. Man, it is what it is. Monstrous Radio. Gutta. Caught Wet. Featuring D5 Barney. Monstrous Radio Live. Wet, Wet Wednesday. I'm starting to feel some kind of way over here. It is what it is. What's the second part of the topic that we're talking about tonight during our conversation? Ain't no freaks really called in yet, but hey, it is what it is. We're going to have a mild night. What was the other topic that we spoke upon?
Okay, that was my question. So, like I said, I've been talking to my girls, and all I keep hearing after a month, a day, 3 days, how much they are in love. Not, you know, I love you, you know, far, but they're telling me they're in love. So how do you know when you're in love with somebody? And what does that mean?
What does that mean? How do you know you're in love with somebody? What does it mean? Were you going to have a comment?
I can tell you right now. If you've been in a relationship for days and weeks, you are definitely not in love. You are in lust.
Oops.
It don't come that easy. She might be loving some dick. She might be loving some hair. She might be loving some cash flow, but she definitely ain't in love. I can tell you that. You know, love is a whole another subject and word for me, because I look at it different, because I done seen all types of people saying they in love and love each other, but it's not being shown.
Right.
You know, that's a big ass word to use. It followed with actions, sacrifice. Should I keep going down the list?
Right. Hey, some of us got people that say, I love you, but won't pick your ass up from work. It is what it is.
Right.
I'm just saying, I have to agree with Jazz on that one. I think it's a lust type thing. When people say in a couple of days, and I mean, first, this is what would make me think somebody would do that. And, you know, I'll just put it out here in general. You know, sometimes when people, you know, you break up with somebody, a lot of people, we do what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to get back into yourself, find yourself first, love yourself again. And then you can go out and venture off and maybe allow somebody back in your life, whatever, whatever. But sometimes in between that, whatever. Motherfuckers get bored. They be like feeling for companionship.
Right.
Let's just keep it 100. They be wanting to have a mate. You dig? So you get around somebody, come around for a couple of days. Like Jazzy said, you might be loving the head, you might be loving the stick, the leg, whatever. It's feeling good, and you feeling that memory of, you know what I mean, togetherness that you're looking for. It might only be momentarily. You might think it's love, but that's not love. You're just enjoying the moment. Your ass better recognize it's the moment. And in about 3 weeks, he is not going to pick your ass up from work. He's going to charge you gas money. I mean, that's my take on it. I'm not saying that they're not in love, because I can't tell nobody what their heart is. Some things, is for some people, you know, it is what it is. Some people might be able to fall in love in a couple of days. I don't believe in it.
I'm not going to invest in it.
I'm not even gonna buy y'all a couple card. No, I'm not gonna show. Y'all might not even get a date. I'm just saying, a double date. But you know, that's just my opinion on it. Don't make it real. We got one of my callers. They press one. We're gonna check in with Ms. Unbelievable, and then we're gonna check with the caller 246. You up next? So I unbelievable. I mean, what was it that got? I mean. How did the conversation start? And I mean, what's your take on it? How did y'all even come up to,
you know,
to a point of,
you know, just having like regular conversations when they're talking about their mate. Because for some odd reason, a lot of people like to talk to me about and, you know, how much they're in love, but then want to complain about what they're doing and what they're not doing. So I was kind of confused on what their take was of being in love was. I'm still like, I really don't even know. You know, I'm still like trying to figure that out myself. You know, what does that mean? You know, what does it look like? Because I'm coming from different angles, being a divorcee. So it's looking different for me. But, you know, when I look at them, I'm like, how in the world can you, when you don't, do this, or they don't do this, and you still have this, and you still feel like you don't know, and you complaining a lot. So to me, love is not about complaining, especially when you talk about I'm in love with you. That's a whole different scenario. Like you're telling me that you know this person inside and out. So you know their spirit, you know their soul, you know their body, you know all that. You can go there, but you can go there. I don't know. I'm just at a whole, like, another level with it, and I just want to just hear, you know, what other people have to say and what that looks like, because then I can know when I'm telling them, okay, you may have thought you was in love, and when they get hurt, then I can help them, because usually hurt come around because it's so quick, because they do be like, I'm in love with you, and then the dude be like, oh, that's too much. I'm about to be gone. So, yeah. Just wanted some thoughts on it.
Here's something funny. I know I'm going to open the line. I know I'm bad. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I used to judge people on relationships how long they would last, how quick they would say, I love you. Now, in a couple of days, be like, I love you. Your shit going to last 2 weeks.
Wow. I swear, no.
2 weeks. You did? Now, if they come out, I love you after about 3-4 months, that shit gonna last a little bit. You know what I mean? They might mess around, get married. I don't know. It is, but let somebody come around me and tell my brother, I'm in love. Then you just meet her at the club on Saturday. It's on a Tuesday, bro. I'm in love, dog. Okay, that shit gonna last about 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Tick right now. Top. Tick. Tick. Top. Tick. But all right, let's check in with our other caller right quick. They press one. Obviously, they want to comment on what we're talking about. 612-246. How you doing? Who we got on the line? Hello.
Hey, what's up, E-Monster? It's Ms. K out of Minneapolis calling from the Tampa Bay area right now.
Okay, what's good? How you doing?
Hey.
What's up, Trouble? Listen, I have a different perspective on what y'all are talking about, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have my PhD in forensic psychology. So I look at love in a little different light, I think, or a little different perspective as some people might, because I look at them as basic emotions or secondary emotions, right? So people who say, I love you too soon, you know, that kind of get into their feelings a little too soon, are usually basing that judgment off of a primary or basic emotion, such as, like, you know, joy, anticipation, fear, anger. And a lot of this stuff, like when people say, I love you too soon, is because, you know, they anticipate something going wrong or they fear losing that person. So if they don't say, I love you, you know what I mean? That person's going to leave, or that person's going to distrust them, or that person isn't going to find, I guess, the good inside of them, or maybe disillusion them to the theory of what they might be actually doing. You know what I mean? So they're throwing a little cloud to that person's way to kind of stop them from whatever it is to get to know them. But can people fall in love that quick? I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. I've had people say it to me, like, on Jump, and that shit freaks me out. Like, it's just incredibly unnerving when you hear a man say, I love you. That's not like, you know what I mean? Like, if we've been friends forever and you start dating somebody, that's different. You already know them. You already know their patterns. You already know who they are as a person. You already know their perspectives, their views. You might have a ton in common. That's different. But if you're on a first date, second date, right, where you smash in with somebody and then they come up with this theory and, you know, 2 weeks down the road, I'm running. Like, I'm lacing up the Nikes. I'm barefoot halfway down the road. Like, I don't give a fuck. But
right.
I mean, you already know. But it's scary out here nowadays. You know, so many people are out here ducking and sucking. And, you know, when for the people who are really out here seriously looking for a bond and looking for that attraction, you know, they'll fall for anything. So that's kind of my theory. Does it make sense?
Yeah, now on the forensic science part, I'm with you 100%, because some people be like, yeah, I love you. Will you buy me some shoes? Or, you know, like you said, they be trying to keep you there, whatever, so they won't lose you or some other stuff like that. So, yeah, I could see it being thrown around the box a little bit on that note. How do y'all feel about Miss Unbelievable or Jazzy B about the thing she said?
Well, I agree a little bit, but as Ms. Unbelievable said, I'm a divorcee. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody saying, I love you, and all the while this nigga was out here fucking this bitch and having babies with this bitch, and, you know, I can't, that's not love to me. Yeah, yeah. So,
right, but that's out of basic emotion. That's out of somebody who has a fear of losing you. For whatever it was worth to him, it may not have been worth the physical aspect, but I don't know if you guys had children together. I don't know your situation at all. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but a lot of times a man feels like if you don't fight for him, or you don't do this, or you don't act this way, then that means you don't care. But see, females nowadays in 2017 have completely flipped the script. Like, I when you look at relationships and the way that they're maneuvering nowadays, it's completely different than even 5-10 years ago. You would never see a female or hear of a female putting their business out on the street the way that we hear it now via social media. You know what I mean? Things that happen inside the home stay inside the home, period.
I still ain't with that. I don't want nobody in my business. Like, I barely tell my family members what's going on in my life. Like, so that's something I'm against on social media. I'm not going to get on social media and put my business out there because motherfuckers is nosy. And I don't like nosy motherfuckers. And I don't want nobody in my business.
Yeah, I get, you know, I understand. But you know what? I always say we put our business out there differently back then as well. You know what I'm saying? Either was to our girlfriends and our girlfriends said it to somebody else. We did it differently, and I understand that. But when it comes to, you know, having a man know who you are and then the fear of things, that to me ain't love either. Because if you know that we're together, you ain't got to fear that I'm going nowhere if we're doing it together. You know, that's why you got to know that person inside and out. And then if something comes up, if y'all can't communicate, if y'all can't talk about it, if y'all can't get on one accord about it, then to me, y'all ain't came in there. You know what I'm saying? That is with, but that's a relationship moving towards whatever it wants to move to. Now, if y'all ain't moving towards, you know, commitment, being together forever, that's something different. If y'all just meet, you know, meet the bump and do whatever, that's something too. So to me, it's just a level and degrees of how you trying to get there. And like I said, I'm trying to figure it out because, okay, after 4 months, what are you feeling after 4 months? What are you feeling after the 5th month? Is there always got to be a timetable to it? You know what I'm saying? Could you be two months and be like, oh, that's my soulmate? We don't know. So that's what I'm trying to, you know, figure out within people, like how you view it. You know, it's not based on scientific stuff either. I mean, we can say, you know, it looks like that, but what merit and what foundation are you building, I guess?
This is a great topic. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something that nowadays people just don't talk about. Like, you just look at people and, like, nowadays, and it's either, oh, they're in love or they're not in love. They're either not, that defines whether or not they're together, and that's crazy to me. Like, if you're in love with somebody, there's a level of respect that you have regardless of who's around and who you're in front of and who, you know, and if you're away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in love with somebody, like you're in love with them, or if you're building towards that, like if you look at somebody and say, you know what, he's fine, that's different than saying, you know what, that's a man of some honor, some integrity, he's got loyalty, he's got standards, he's got, you know what I mean? Like, he's got his shit together, but not in the monetary sense, but maybe just in the biblical sense. Like, that's a man who knows what family values are. That'll make me fall in love. I'm not even gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who takes care of themselves, takes care of their family,
takes care of
their children, you know what I mean? That's what's gonna make, to me, a real woman fall in love with a man. Is somebody who possesses the ability and the capabilities to be a man.
Right. But that's why I said you got to know on spirit, soul, and body. Like, you got to know, like,
absolutely.
Do I feel you praying for me? Do I feel you going to bat for me? Like, you know, in the streets, do I know your body? Like, if you sick, am I feeling that you're sick? Oh, let me go there and, you know, check you out. Let me make sure you good. Or if I know that you're, like, having some issues, I'm feeling that. That's because I went there and I decided to figure you out and to watch your facial expressions if you mad. You got to really know that person, but it's got to be mutual because it can't be one way and you doing that and he ain't and you falling in love and he looking at you like, how? When did that happen?
Right.
I'm not feeling the same way. So what page is y'all on? So it's got to, like, be a mutual agreement, you know, where y'all meeting each other and communicating. If you ain't feeling it, then you got to let that person know. And even if that woman is good for you and you know that you can't, that you ain't there yet, let her know so she can move on or decide to stay.
Right.
Well, how do you deal with that? Stay there until fear.
Have you ever been in a one-sided thing where you had said, I love you first, and that person didn't feel that way? Like, how do you deal with that?
Of course I have. Man.
I don't feel like, you know, I'm not feeling that, but it doesn't mean that I can't get there. I'm just not there. You know what I mean? Like, you lacing up some roller skates for me and pushing me ain't getting me any closer.
I think as women, we're emotional beings, so we fall in love quicker. Like we see it quicker. But have I been on that side, like you said? Heck yeah! But all I had to say, when I said it, that's my feeling. I'm owning my feelings. You ain't got to tell me because I said it. I'm telling you how I feel, so I can get that off of me. Now, if you're not reciprocating, let me know. I'm not looking for you to say it back. Because I'm taking care of me and how I feel. But if you say it back, great, because that means we're on the same page. If he just look at you and be like, I ain't there yet, you'd be like, oh, okay.
But do you feel like then
he ain't there yet.
You're lacking what? Something? Like, do you feel like as a woman then that you're lacking something that he isn't there yet?
Mm-hmm. No, because... because he has to feel it himself. I can't control his feelings, nor can I control when someone is there. If I'm the woman and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and he's not feeling it, then hey, then I'm not the woman for him. Then we need to sit there and talk about that. Not right then and there, but down the line, eventually, because he may not even want that. And he has to admit that to you, be like, hey, you know what? I'm not there. I'm not going to get there. I'm not ready for that, and then she has to move on. Or if she wants to stay until he gets there, he may not never get there. But that's still her owning her own feelings and owning where she's at, because she can't, like, make her stay there and think that he's going to eventually fall in love, because he may never. I don't care how good you are. He may never see that there's good in you. That he want to be with you.
That people should be discussing prior to actually dating. Like, should you have the conversation? Like, are you even looking to be in love? Like, are you even looking for something? Because nowadays they just jump into it. Like you said, you know, like emails to say, you know, they meet at the club on a Saturday and they moving in together and sharing toothbrushes and toothpaste and shit on a Tuesday.
Don't nothing say I love you quicker than a homeless man for sure.
Yeah, they should. You better know why he's trying to get to your crib. Ask him, does he stay with his mama? That's why.
No, man, she stays with me. I promise, she stays with me.
I love you, hocus pocus. Oh, so you won't see past that. But yeah, unbelievable. I mean, I have to agree with you on that one. Because I mean, I've been in a situation I felt awkward being like, yeah, I love you. they'd be like, okay, thank you. Like I said, it'd be awkward. But, I mean, it is what it is. I just express how I feel. Like, I'll even tell somebody, like, even when I'm with somebody, like, just because I say it don't mean you have to say it back. I'm saying it because that's what I feel at that moment. I'm just, like, in a burst of joy because I'm with you, whatever, whatever. And it just blurted out. I just said it. You don't have to say it.
But that goes back to the basic emotions. That goes back to the basic emotions, though, E. That's that whole, like, you're in the moment. Like females, they say dumb shit in the middle of sex, right? We'd be like, oh, my God, you're the best we ever had, right? I love you. And a dude would be like, oh, okay, right? Yeah, I believe that, right? Like, I believe that because I am the best. You know what I'm saying? So that's when females say it. And then about 45 minutes later when we're lacing up the shoes and we're about halfway out the door, we'd be like, fuck, now he's going to call me tomorrow. That's not love. That was convenient. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop fucking with you guys. E, you know I love you for everything. And I give you guys props for doing your show. I'm going to listen in when I can. You know, I'll be traveling a lot. What happened?
I said you can't be telling all our secrets on air. Shh.
He knew, just so y'all know, I just let him know about 10 minutes ago I was finna call in and fuck with you guys, because that's what I do. This is one of my best dudes right here. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everything that you're doing. Thank you for making moves to the Twin Cities and everywhere for the local music. For my artist, Just Will, if you all want to look me up, I'm under MZKRYDEZ, Miss K Rides. I own an entertainment company in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but I'm traveling down here in Tampa, so if y'all want to hit me up, follow me on Twitter under the same name, Instagram on the same name, Snapchat on the same name.
There it is. Hey, I'm still stuck on. She said, bash me in the head. Okay, so that's going to be our show tonight for Wednesday. Hey, maybe try that tonight. I don't know. Let's see what happens. No, we're not going to do that because our insurance does not carry that if he actually bashes you in the head.
Just a little clause, hey, Emont, to make sure you let everybody know, though, if they get pregnant during the duration of this Wet Wet Wednesday, you're not liable for this. Y'all need to wrap it up, swallow it, bit it out, do whatever you got to do. Just don't blame us.
Hey, man, that's our disclaimer.
Disclaimer for tonight. Disclaimer for tonight.
Wrap it up, that's swallow it, or spit it out, but don't blame us. All right. Y'all have a good night, E-Monster. I'll talk to you soon. I'm out of here.
Okay. All right. What's up? Yeah, so I guess this is, I guess we got any last words before we get up out of here. And I guess people go home and bash people in the forehead. I just want to say this part right here. On love, one of the things I think that, love on a man's standpoint, how you could tell if a man really loves you is if basically – when shit gets thick, he's not trying to walk away. He's saying, let's work this shit out. Let's talk through this. That's how you know. Now, when a motherfucker be like, fuck you too then, motherfucker. I'm out. Give me my shoes. Give me my blanket and my pillow. No, the perfect pillow. That's my pillow. And dip. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. You dig? But the one that said, hold on, baby. Now, let's talk about this. Let's sit down and talk through this. That's a motherfucker that love you. I'm just saying. Either that or he need rent money or he ain't trying to go back to his mama's house. Just don't get it confused. it is what it is. Big shout out to K-Rod. All right. Y'all got any last words? That's going to be my last words for tonight.
My last words are, if you are in the Atlanta or Macon area, September the 17th, we are having Fashion in the Streets. I will be ripping the runway. Our radio show will be broadcasting live.
Mm-hmm.
And have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Bucking up another thing behind.
My final word is, love harder, go home to your mama.
I'll go home to your mama. Oh, we're on live radio. There are no scripts, so I swear. Guys, we're going to say love to K-Rise. Miss K-Rise, seeing that she came here, we played her artist in the beginning. And we're going to play all this on the way up out of here. This is Just Will again. Before we play Can't Wait, now we're going to play Closer. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Tune in tomorrow, Karma Cafe. I'm going to try to get OG Grip on here to talk about his event he got going on Friday night. So tune in tomorrow night, Karma Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you all deserve. But for now, let's take it wet, wet. Good night, y'all.
Hey!
What a coincidence.
coincidence. We ain't spoken words since last confrontation. Been about a minute, hold up, it's not a gimmick. I want the conversation, yeah. I wanna know how you been. I heard some things from your friends. Got two kids now, I'm so proud. Closer again. I wanna go way back to the day where we were friends. You were the first, not my second, or my last. You're the future that presently taking my heart in the past. Wanna get closer, closer. Somehow you got control on me. If you think that I'm joking, yeah. Think that I'm smoking, presently taking my heart in the past. Wanna get closer, closer.
Don't forget, Friday night, you can win tickets to see Just Will perform in front of Zoe Dallas September 29th. That's Friday Night Live. You can win them tickets to see Just Will. Get your picture in person. Get it?